BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We in this thing representing the Sports Coma. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. Hope you guys having a fantastic start of your week, man. Much love to the fam. It's starting to warm up out there, man. We are definitely headed into another hot summer, man. But big ups to the fam. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope your families are doing well. Hope you guys are being productive. Hope you guys are all good out there. So shout out to the fam. Appreciate you for stopping by on this Monday episode of The Coma. Big ups to the fam. Appreciate everybody in the building. OG Jerry is in this thing. M. Nelson, shout out to you, brother. Good to see you, Mr. Fire D. Brother Rose Slim is in this thing. Brother Torrey Shepherd Sr., shout out to you, brother. Good to see you as always, my brother. Much love, brother Gundam in this thing as well, says Q. The answer is no. Dennis Allen gloss over it like light speed, fam. Listen. We're going to cover some of this today, fam. I'm going to play at least three of the four interviews today, fam. We're going to go over some of those things today on the show. And we'll talk about it. We'll hash it out like we always do. Yin, shout out to you, fam. Good to see you. Appreciate you for being in the stream. Much love to all my queens out there. Dana, shout out to you. Good to see you as well. Everybody, man. Trav 504, brother Derek's in this thing. Appreciate you, bro. Farouk is in this thing. Big ups to you, my brother. Appreciate you for stopping by. Brian, shout out to you, bro. L-Dub, how you doing, sir? All right, appreciate you, man. Much love. C-Bama says, yes, Lattimore. Stay home. Who that? Now let them get swole. And we younger start giving hits with young mind offensive coordinator. Who that? Thank you, C-Bama. Much love, man. Appreciate you. What's up, Cheryl? Shout out to the Queens. And we'll go over that, man. Now listen. I want Lattimore to stay, man. I think Lattimore came up in the Who Dat Nation, man. He loves the Who Dat Nation. I don't want to see Lattimore go. I think it's a bad idea if something led to that. And we know what's coming out was the fact that Lattimore wants to leave is because of differences with Dennis Allen, not liking the direction of the team. That is the reason. Wasn't contractual, wasn't any of that other stuff. It was the fact that he did not like the direction of the team. And he was one of those, quote, fractured, you know, unquote, players that they said that didn't exist. And it's, and Dennis Allen will play it, but he said it toward the back end of it, which some people are saying, yeah, man, that ends the speculation. And I don't know. I'm going to listen to it again with you guys, but it wasn't definitive to me. It didn't sound definitive. You know, we're going to move on. What does that mean? You know, does that mean? And shout out to Mike Triplett, man. Mike Triplett was the one that asked that question that got some good. It's always either Mike Triplett or Nick Underhill or one of the three I always talk about. It's always those guys that get the information that we want to know. It's always those guys. So I like to credit them for getting this information, because the, a lot of the guys we're going to listen to, because we're going to listen to three of them today, Cam, Mickey, and Dennis. But we listen to, you know, get this information. And I think out of all the information that they uncovered today, or what was revealed today, the more, the biggest information was the Lattimore reveal, which was pretty much Mike Triplett on the back end. The last question before Dennis Allen said, okay, yeah, I'm about to go. So guys, also, I like to give them a shout out. You got to give them people the credit, man. You got to give them, because when you do that and you shout people out when they do stuff that they're supposed to do, you encourage them to keep doing it. So I just appreciate those guys for doing what they do and how they do it, man. I really do, because we wouldn't have gotten this information if it wasn't for those guys, man. But yes, it wasn't definitive in my book. And I listened to it like three times and I was like, and I'm going to listen to it again. But some people feel like it was, some don't. I'm like, I want them to stay. I don't want them to trade Lattimore because it would be a bad idea. But June 1st, between June, I'm still going to be keeping an eye on between those dates, that timeline, because it wasn't like, yeah, he's staying. It was like, we're moving forward. What does that exactly mean? But anyway, we move into forward together as a team or together. And, you know, we talked to him 2 to 3 weeks ago, because I'm a part detective. And I said 2 to 3 weeks ago, well, 2 to 3 weeks ago places us here where Mickey Loomis says New Orleans Saints are not actively trying to trade the team's elite cornerback. It would fall in that time frame. Because I was like 2 to 3 weeks ago, so I cycled back. And this is where it put us at. He's not actively. And we talked about, what does active mean? Active means they're not solicitating or going out and calling people for trades. They are instead, you know, taking in calls. And that's not a secret, because Mickey said as much. Mickey Loomis said as much. It's like, you know, that they listen to offers. You know, they're not going out actively looking for offers, but people are sending them offers and they're listening. And you can't, the contract is set up, everything set up for him to be traded. He was disgruntled about the direction of the team. But 2 to 3 weeks ago, that's where this place is at, right at this time frame. Shout out to brother Kyle T. Mosley, who wrote this article and did a really good job on it. But today, Saints star cornerback moving forward following trade chatter. I don't know. We're going to play it again, fam. Y'all kind of educate me and let me know what you guys heard. Cause I'm kind of, I was looking for and saying, man, that don't sound definitive to me. It didn't say to me, hey man, we're moving forward. It was, we're moving forward with the trade. You see what I'm saying? You know, and he really didn't want to ask that question. Cause right after that question, he kind of got the hell out of Dodge after that. Cause he knew what was coming next. All right, but big ups to the fan. We're going to listen to it today. Argentina Dogo says, hey, Q, they better keep him. Yeah, I don't think he should go anywhere. I agree. Thank you, Brother Jerry. I don't think he should go anywhere. I think Marshawn Lattimore is a fantastic cornerback. I love how our cornerbacks are. I absolutely love the secondary that we have. I think that our secondary could be, if not the best, but a top five corner, a secondary unit in the entire NFL. That secondary unit has played really well at times over the years, the recent years. And I think they can be the best in the game if we just hash all this stuff out and keep, you know, Laddie Daddy where he belongs in the black and gold uniform. And then also with the Saints acquisitions up front with Chase Young, and you look at Carl Granderson's maturation, he's coming out, he's going to be firing on all cylinders. Cam Jordan losing a lot of weight, getting smallish again, you know, getting, you know, dropping weight down and talking about that foot healing up so he can go full steam in the next couple of years. So Cam dropping weight to get more streamlined to attack. So, and then Chase Young getting healthy, all those great things, the additions of the interior players, you know, inside of the line, the maturation of Brian Brisee and stuff like that. So I love the direction, the Willie Gay signing. If he beats out Pete Werner for the linebacker position, bringing that speed and versatility to the linebacker core next to Demario Davis, all of that has a positive effect and very well could launch the Saints into top 10, top five status, you know, and we know they can be very good depending on if some of those things work out. But I'm dead set against trading Lattimore. If he's a team cancer, that's one thing. If he wants out, or, you know, but this is an issue between him and the head coach for the direction of the team, which you can't be upset about because there's a lot of weird stuff that Dennis Allen done that I've never seen head coaches do in watching football. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't get that way. All right. So anyway, all right. Top Up says I voted A on some. Okay. Thank you, Top Up. Appreciate you for voting. How you doing, Brother John? Good to see you in the chat, man. Appreciate you. TJ Scottzilla, what's happening, brother? How you doing? Mark says, do you think Mickey will fire Dennis Allen if the Saints don't? Absolutely. I do think so. Yes, I do, sir. If the Saints don't make the playoffs, Dennis Allen is gone. There's no way Mickey Loomis could protect him. I mean, you can't justify it. If you don't, it'll be 4 years, three under Dennis Allen. If that scenario plays out, there's no way he can survive that. Absolutely not. No playoffs mean Dennis Allen must be fired. He must be fired. So, yes, I agree. I think definitely that'll be the case. All right. All right. H-Town Creole says, man, this is a weird organization. They let Malcolm Jenkins walk, paying noodles, arm breeze. Now they're taking advice from unproven coach on all-pro cornerback dysfunctional best. All right. Thank you, bro. Quipadia says they're going to keep him this year and trade him next year. GM Kev says, keep an eye on this. The other teams like Lattimore contract. DA is sneaky. Trust nothing. Ken says, Q, I'm sure you're a super nice guy, but this is like Wet Blanket Network. Pick up a day. Listen, it's not Wet Blanket Network. Stop looking at it like that. I'm not going to come up here and just, you know, dazzle you with BS, flim flam you with nonsense. It's not wet blanket. You got to lift up your perspective. What we're talking about is when we talk about some of these people, you can't get around the people that's directing the team, bro. And it's like it's not nearly. I don't see it as a positive or negative. What I see it as is truth. If it's the truth, it's the truth. The truth shall set you free. It's not about, you know. You got all this stuff got to come out, bro. It's got to come out because if it don't come out, how are we supposed to fix the direction of the team? There's a lot of stuff going on underneath the, you know, veneer of what's going on. But, bro, at the end of the day, man, listen, it's truth. I don't look at it as positive nor negative. It's truth. If it's the truth, it's the truth. It's the bottom line. And the truth shall set you free. That's how I look at it. So if it's a fact, it's a fact. If it's not a fact, it's not a fact. I don't look at it as this, that, or a third because I don't believe in fluffy nonsense anyway. I really don't, bro. I really don't believe in giving because I wouldn't be keeping it real if I would come out here and just tell you everything is going to be all right and stuff like that. Listen, all I can show you is what they did the last 2 years and then what they're doing now. And then you make your mind up on what you think is going to happen, you know? But a lot of people feel one way and other people are feeling one way, but they welcome to feel how they feel, man, until this team show us otherwise, my brother. But appreciate you, man. All right. All right. Kevin says, every time I wake up, I'm looking for an article. No, that's not going to happen. Ari Quevedo says they're going to try to see how it works this year and try to trade Lattimore. We're going to see, bro. We're going to see how it all hashes out. 504 Coast says, Q, not only should we not trade Lattimore, but double down and get Justin Simmons, too. I hear you, fam. Keith Stalwart says, off topic, would you rather Delvin Cook over Jamal? Delvin had pretty good years under Kubiak. That's very interesting, Keith. Man, because what Delvin Cook gives you, he gives you something Jamal Williams doesn't give you, man. He's a, when healthy, he's a multi-purpose back. He does a lot of spectacular things. I'm not going to say like Alvin Kamara because there's none like Alvin, but similar, you know, to catching the ball, running the, catching the ball out the backfield. You can line him up, multi-purpose back. Jamal is more like a north-south type of guy, a one-cut power runner. But yeah, he does have some versatility, man, that would be interesting, man. If he's healthy, that would be an interesting pickup. Kevin said, why would the Rams trade Jalen Ramsey for a third round pick? Jack says, when Mickey fires Dennis, he's going to leave a list of worst coaches compare. Mont says Mickey will promote Kubiak. That's the obvious plan. They allow Kubiak to fill his offensive staff and input his drafting Spencer Rattler. If Dennis Allen starts out 0-4, he would be fired. I think they're going to be pretty patient. They're not going to fire him after four games, Mont. I don't think they're going to do that. H-Town says if the community doesn't start pressing the Saints front office, they'll keep fleecing the state out of Louisiana City. That's what I'm saying, though, bro. That's when people talk about, man. Fam, listen. All I can say is, like, remember, go back to your roots, your who that roots. The Saints haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. Not saying they're not making the playoffs this year, but there's a lot of stuff that goes into the Saints having not having a type of success. It's not all tied to injuries. A lot of it tied to team direction. A lot of it ties to the fact that leadership is not doing what it's supposed to do when it's supposed to do it. In-season decision-makers are not making decisions are not being made when they're supposed to be made. Helped to hurt the Saints, what I'm trying to say, last year. You see, if you go back and you look at, and see, when I look at these games, I do the play-by-play, I do the research, I listen to all of the stuff, and I hear everything they say. I hear it all, fam. I hear it all. And when I do these shows, I say, fam, y'all remember this, y'all remember that, because sometimes people get lost in the details. We forget the details. We forget the fact that the Saints lost some of these games in the back end because they couldn't get in the red zone. I mentioned this the last show. They couldn't get in the red zone. They couldn't score in the red zone. The Saints would get down there, have to kick a field goal. Sometimes they were too far out to kick a field goal, or they try to do something, it wouldn't work. They couldn't get in the end zone. And then Jimmy Graham sitting on the sideline, waiting to get in. They kept him there. People was asking, why isn't Jimmy Graham playing to help you? People forget those details. And he was healthy, though. Why didn't you put him in? Well, that's something on Pete Carmichael. Why didn't Dennis Allen press him? He's the head coach to get him in there. Why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? These things help, and then you make the changes. They help you to win the game at the time. And that's what I'm saying. If that doesn't change, if that type of decision-making isn't implemented when it's needed during the season, when games are going to count, you're going to continue to lose games. But, you know, like I said, there has to be a change in philosophy somewhere. It has to be. And me covering that up and shooting past that and not addressing that is disingenuous, because I'm telling you that it's this a detail-centric business, especially even more impactful during the season. And the Saints would not make the adjustments when they were supposed to, and that led to losses. Coaches wasn't doing what they were supposed to do, and that's on the head coach, because he's supposed to be checking all of these people out and making sure they're doing their jobs. He's supposed to be doing evaluations on his coaches, and if certain coaches are not doing what they're supposed to do, they're supposed to be taken down, and others are supposed to be elevated in position to help whatever position group they come from have more success. They might not be speaking the language the players or, you know, want to listen to. You might have somebody that has, you know, it's a better communicator that can reach the people. Sometimes you need to do that. And that just didn't happen. So, you know, like I said, you know, you're more than happy. You're more than welcome to feel the way you feel. about the New Orleans Saints. And listen, I'm not going to ridicule you. I'm not going to put you down. I'm really not, man. All I'm going to do is just keep it a buck 50. I'll keep it a buck 15, like I say, fam, and just do the knowledge and just watch and see what's going to happen with our black and gold, man, because I want them to succeed. I really do. I'm just sick of the 9-playoff funk. I'm sick of the excuses, and I want this stuff fixed, and it's not that goddamn hard to do it. I want it fixed, and you have to put pressure on these people to make sure they handle business, or they'll just keep screwing it up. They'll keep taking your money as long as you give it to them. You know, we got to press on these people, fam. Just like our people from back in the day used to do when they brung out the bags. They ain't just bring out the bags. At first, it was telling the team, hey, man, y'all got to change this around. Team kept doing what they've been doing. And then people got serious. They ratcheted up a level. How more patient you going to want people to be? How more patient is the who that nation supposed to be with the Saints? I mean, what they supposed to be? How long are they supposed to wait just for a freaking playoff game? I mean, how long? How long are they supposed to wait? How long are they supposed to suffer with mediocrity when I'm making jokes like, come suffer with us? You know, how long are they supposed to suffer? How long are they supposed to be sitting with a team that they know is supposed to be winning but constantly underachieving? How long are you supposed to allow them to be put up with? How long are you supposed to let that happen or put up with that? Come on, that's a done daughter there, baby. All right, but anyway, let me go ahead and jump into this. Shout out to every man. We appreciate you for being in the stream, man. But listen, I want you guys to continue to do what you're doing. Continue to keep it real. Continue to support those who are keeping it real. And continue to call out shit when you see it. Call the facts forward. Continue to put it out there. Because, like I said, there are people right now that's trying to paint narratives to protect the Saints because they know they failed. And instead of doing what they're supposed to do, it's easier just to propagandize at your ass, to throw at you and tell you, hey, or use pressure techniques like you're not this or you're not that. We know that's elementary nonsense. And for the great Saint think tank and the entire Who Dat Nation, we keep our eye on the prize, and the prize is playoffs. That's the lowest the bar is set. You know, we talking playoffs. And really, you know, we talk about playoff and a win. Come on. Playoffs and the win. And it's not like we don't have the team. I mean, we are wasting away some of the best, the remaining years of DeMario Davis and Cam and Tyrann Mathieu. We got these guys here, and we're wasting away these terrific players. Right now, all the years we should have been in the playoffs competing. Last year, Tampa Bay should have never have won the NFC South. How long are we supposed to wait? I mean, tell me, answer that. How long are we supposed to put up with mediocrity and wait for the Saints to finally get it right? And they talking like they talking crazy. I don't know, fam. That's the question that y'all got to ask yourself. All right. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I heard the Shanley. That kind of pissed me off with Gary Shanley. What's his name? Scott Chandler, the linebacker from the Saints. And I actually think Scott Chandler prior to him taking the job as a person that makes excuses for New Orleans, calling them a functional organization. I don't think they're functional at all. I mean, they're not what functioning, what taking our money and not giving anything but mediocrity and excuses. That's not what it's supposed to be. The Saints haven't won a Super Bowl in 15 years. They came close, but several years back with the NFC Championship game when they cheated the Saints out of it. Well, actually, they did make the 9 call, but Sean Payton came out and said, man, you know, he said he blamed himself for it. People didn't really want to hear it, but I agreed with Coach Payton. When you go back and watch the game, you seen stuff. You seen the guy drop the touchdown pass. You seen Coach Payton. He was saying he was being too conservative. When McVay was going for it on fourth down, he said he was playing real too conservative. He said he shouldn't have made certain calls. So he kind of divested himself emotionally away from it and was like, yeah, that was on me. And I was like, you know what? That's true. I went and watched the game again, and I seen what he seen. You know, but like I said, man, this is not how it's supposed to be for the Who Dat Nation. You got players mad and like Lattimore, who was upset, and others. about the direction of the team. So it's not just us. People are like, man, we're better than this. That's what I'm coming from. We're better than this. We don't believe in making excuses. We believe in making correct decisions and getting correct results. That's what we want to do. That's what we're doing. I hold them to that standard. If they don't like that standard too, goddamn bad. That's how it's supposed to go. Not going to just sit up here and take money from us and not pay taxes. And we pay the rent. We pay the bill. I mean, come on, man. What are we supposed to do here? Come on, show some results. God damn it. Win some games. Let's do something here. Let's get back and let's be relevant again. We're not relevant right now. The last 3 years, three years, we've not been a relevant, functional football team, regardless of what Chandelier said or whatever his name is. Regardless or not, we haven't been. We haven't been successful. We haven't been what we known to be, which is the black and gold, the standard of the league with people copying us. We haven't done that. We got to get back to business. That's what I'm saying. Who that's. All right, anyway, back to this. Saints cornerback, moving forward following the trade chatter. This was something from Yard Barker. They did an article on it covering basically what Dennis Allen talked about during it. And I want to play this. And I heard what Dennis Allen was saying, and he said a lot of positive stuff insofar as the team and some of the stuff he was talking about with the schedule. But shout out to Mike Triplett once again, who shot that question in right before Dennis Allen got ready to bounce out of there. And he made mention of the Saints saying that the Saints star cornerback, they're moving forward following trade chatter, which kind of left me a little confused whether they're moving forward together, Marshawn Lattimore and the Saints together, or are they moving forward in somewhere else? Left a little gray area there. So now we're going to talk about it. Here we go.
Conversations, they just, things come up like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what does it say about Brizzy that you value his opinion?
What do you think of your draft choices after seeing him?
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously it's really early in the process, and we had probably half of them that participated and half of them that weren't able to participate due to injury, which I don't expect any of those to be anything that's going to keep anybody out long term. But I thought overall I was pleased with what I saw. I think, you know, we drafted some guys that I feel like fit, you know, what we want to be and being, you know, smart, tough, competitive type of guys. And so I thought the one thing that stood out to me, at least initially, was the intelligence level of the players. And I think that's huge in terms of, helping us be able to win.
You've been around, you've been around Kubiak before, but now that you've gotten kind of a close-up view, has that kind of solidified why you did what you did?
Yeah, look, I think what we've done offensively and the way that the staff has gelled together, I think has been really good. I think the feedback I've gotten from some of the players has been outstanding in terms of just, the organization, the attention to detail, all the work ethic that's really gone into, you know, getting everything ready for the installations. And yet, look, it really comes down to, how our players can soak up the information and how they can take that information and go ahead and utilize it out on the football field.
Anything jump out with the schedule that was just released? Your schedule?
2020? I see all these things about the schedule and strength of schedule and all these things, and it's like, you know, we're talking about minor percentage points, and nobody really knows who anybody is until we start playing games this year. So I don't really take a lot, you know, out of it. I mean, there's a couple of cold weather games, you know, at the end of the season that I think stand out. I think it's week five is the first time that we play, on a grass field. And again, I think we're playing, you know, a pretty good number of, you know, indoor games. So, I think, look, the start of the season is going to be, big for us. I mean, it's a tough stretch to start the season out.
I know you've done a deep dive on last year, but you were so close in a lot of those games and couldn't get over the hump. Was there anything that, when you looked at all of that you identified that, hey, we got to do this better?
Yeah, no, I don't think there was one particular thing that stood out that said, okay, this is what we have to do better. Other than, look, I think we've got to be able to make plays and clutch moments in the game. And so I think our ability to play in the fourth quarter and our ability to finish in the fourth quarter is going to be critical.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.